shell fishermen in the Pacific Northwest are still trying to figure out what to do after news broke that China has put a ban on imports of shellfish from Northern California all the way through Alaska. The Chinese say there was a tainted shipment of gooey ducks back in November and that high levels of a biotoxin that can be fatal were found. In a moment, we're going to speak with a spokesperson for one of the largest shellfish companies affected by the ban. But first to KUOW in Seattle, which broke the story. It's part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And KUOW reporter Ashley Ahern is with us. Ashley, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy.
So tell us about this ban and what exactly is being banned from export to China.
So at the end of November, the Chinese said that they tested a gooey duck clam that had come in from the Northwest and that it had high levels of arsenic and the toxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning, or the red tide toxin, as people most places know it. And so they shut down all imports of shellfish from Northern California all the way up to Alaska. That's a big hit to the industry.
Absolutely. And when you say gooey duck, many people may not have heard of a gooey duck. It's not spelled like it sounds. It's actually spelled geoduck, but it's pronounced gooey duck. We've got a picture up on our website. Ashley, tell us what it looks like.
I wish you hadn't asked me that. These are the most inappropriately shaped clams I've ever seen in my life. They've been described as an elephant trunk, and they are kind of in these little open closed book shells the size of about the palm of your hand, but they can be up to 10 pounds in weight, and they can live up to 150 years. They're sort of the old growth shellfish of Puget Sound.
And they're very popular in China.
Yes, they're believed to promote virility, fertility, maybe an aphrodisiac, and they sell for a lot of money.
And mostly they're coming from your part of the country, the Pacific Northwest.
That is correct. It's a major export for us.
Well, tell us about that. What's the economic impact with a ban like this?
So to give you some sense of scale here, the shellfish industry in the Northwest in Washington State is worth $270 million. It's a lot of money. But the U.S. overall exports more than $500 million worth of shellfish, and a third of it goes to China. So when that door gets shut, that's a big customer to be lost. And gooey duck are a big part of that market.
Do people eat them here in the United States?
Not very much where I live, but some people
maybe
do.
I'm sure there are some. Well, what are local officials doing? Is there anything that they can do to try to get this ban overturned?
Well, that's the interesting thing. In talking to the State Department of Health, they were baffled by these findings from the Chinese. They said, you know, and I've been to their lab where they test shellfish on a weekly basis from all around Puget Sound, and they just said, we're not seeing any of these high levels. We don't know where the Chinese are getting this. So it's been pretty confusing, and I think that Washington, because the shellfish industry is so key, the state is extra careful about testing anything before it goes to market.
Well, how long is the ban expected to last?
Indefinitely. We don't know. The last time something happened like this, it was on a much smaller scale in Washington State. Back in 2005, 2006, the Chinese banned imports, and that went on for 8 or 9 months. But, I mean, the Chinese have banned imports of American beef, and that's been on for more than 10 years now, so.
Well, Ashley Ahern, reporter with EarthFix at KUOW, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And now let's turn to Bill Dewey, spokesman for Taylor Shellfish Farms. That's one of the largest companies affected by the ban. He's with us from his office in Shelton, Washington. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Hi.
Hi. Well, first tell us about Taylor Shellfish Farms and what exactly you do, and especially about your gooey duck production.
The Taylor family has been farming shellfish here in Washington State since around 1890. The last couple decades, we've really grown the company and farm a number of species. So we have hatcheries and nurseries that produce babies for our farms, and we grow clams, oysters, mussels, and our famous Northwest gooey duck clam.
Well, how is this shellfish ban going to affect your business?
It's a pretty big deal for us and a number of other people, particularly in the gooey duck business. We export a lot of our product to Asian countries. China in particular is a big consumer of Washington shellfish. For us, we sell about 50% of our farmed gooey duck production there in China. So this ban is affecting us, and they started December 5th. We haven't been shipping since then. So,
are you going to have to lay people off?
Well, if it continues very long, we will. You know, right now we're doing our best to keep people working on reduced orders, you know, with our domestic market and maintenance and things to keep people busy. It's not, we don't want to lay people off during the holidays here if we can avoid it. So,
do you have any sense of how long this ban is going to last?
We don't. We don't have any idea. You know, it's taking some time just to get communication going between the United States government and the Chinese government to get, you know, more information, more details on what's happened, and to try to get them the answers they need. So we're hopeful it will be quick.
But you leave it basically up to the governments to sort it out. It's not something that Taylor Shellfish Farms can get involved with directly with the Chinese.
No. I mean, it wasn't even Taylor product that was implicated. These are some wild harvest gooey duck that were implicated, and all we're trying to do is, you know, work with our congressional delegation and with the federal agencies to ensure that communication is happening that needs to happen so we get the answers, you know, both governments need as soon as possible to get this turned around.
Do you make any changes to your stock for next year? Are you going to not farm as many gooey ducks as you do now because you're not sure what's happening with the ban?
Well, obviously, if it continues, it's going to affect our long-term planning. You know, it also affects us. It takes a long time for us to produce the baby gooey ducks to plant on our farms. So our nurseries are all full of baby gooey ducks that were intended to go on to farms that we're supposed to be harvesting right now. So if we don't get those farms harvested, then we don't have any place to plant the babies next spring. And, you know, it starts to really impact things if things don't get moving soon.
What might this do in this country to prices of shellfish for the people that don't eat gooey ducks, but maybe they do eat other kinds of shellfish?
Well, it probably won't affect other types of shellfish pricing in the country very much. You know, we ship oysters into China as well. The volume is not huge. Really, the big impact here is gooey duck. And for people that enjoy gooey duck in the United States, if all of this gooey duck that was going to China now starts to force its way into the domestic market, they should see a drop in price here, which is good for them, not so good for us.
Do you like gooey duck yourself?
Oh, you bet. That's wonderful.
Really? What does it taste like?
Oh, it's got its own unique flavor. A lot of people will compare it to abalone. You know, it's a very fresh, crisp texture. If you eat it raw, you know, which is often the case here, where people take the siphon, slice it thin, and eat it as sashimi. It's called mirigai in the sushi bars. It's a wonderful flavor.
Well, Bill Dewey, spokesman for Taylor Shellfish Farms in Shelton, Washington, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy.
Robin, have you ever had any gooey duck?
I have not. I'm looking at a picture. That is just about the ugliest thing I have ever seen.
I don't think I've ever had it, although maybe some omakase at some sushi restaurant, they served it. I have no idea.
And of course, you know, that's the Pacific Northwest. I grew up on Long Island where we clam for quahogs, which are not too pretty either.
I grew up in Central Illinois where we clam for corn. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.